You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Welcome.
Just getting back to work. It's Tuesday.
That's right. Labor Day, was...
Thomas 1906-4 in the chizat.
What's good? Labor Day was raining all day. Or most of the day.
Most of the day.
Yeah, so yeah. It really wasn't...
It was just a drizzle out by me midday drizzle.
Nah, bro, in the burbs, it was raining.
Yo, you guys get way more rain out there. What is it, because you're the top of a mountain or something?
I don't know. Is it you? I'm like wondering, am I on a mountain? Yeah. I think I'm on a mountain.
Bro, you're on a mountaintop, bro. You done made it.
The suburbs, that's what the suburbs... I'm in the Appalachian
Trail. Live, bro, you in Camp B? What is it? What do they call it on Mount Everest?
Camp.
It's not Space Camp B. It's something Camp B or Camp A.
Mo, I don't know. I haven't been.
Was good. Crimson Pizza, help us out.
We need
Base Camp. Base Camp B. Let's go.
Camp. Okay, now we got it. All right, everybody.
I'm gonna add more numbers to the end of my screen name just to see at which point Alexis quits reading them. I don't know why you got all these numbers, bro. Quit putting your zip code in your name.
Can you let us know what the numbers mean, maybe?
Yeah, dog. We don't care about your license plate, dog.
Crimson Pizza says, my condolences to Christian. Hope you and your family are doing good, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. But yeah, obviously a lot.
Put the ring back on. I was typing.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Because your wife.
Your wife watches. That's right.
Like,
yo, she keeps her eyes. I get home and there's a kitchen knife on a string that comes at me in the door.
It's like a very demented version of Home Alone.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, you thought we was playing games? In this version of Home Alone, someone dies, dude.
Okay. Everybody, yes, thank you for the condolences and much appreciated. I don't know if you, on Labor Day we did, or this morning we did drop a new podcast episode that you should definitely check out. And we talked a little bit about everything that happened with my father. My father did pass away.
Yeah. How rude of it was for Lutz not to bring it up.
It was honestly a heartless man.
We will not forgive this.
But no, man, it's been a very... Look, you know... Everybody, I don't need to say this, that it's been, you know, difficult, but it obviously it has been.
If anybody needed to hear that, you done heard it.
Yeah, heard it. Okay. Some people are curious, like, hey, Christian, right, was it difficult losing a parent?
No, bro.
Okay. I don't know.
I didn't know because I was jet skiing, dude.
I guess I'm just built different. So
I'm soulless. Although, get ready for a very different reaction when my father dies.
So, so go, you know, listen to our episode, our podcast episode with Lutz Pfannenstiel of he's a sporting director for St. Louis City SC. It's a great episode. A fascinating man. I believe he has the record for most. He's played for
in six different continents professionally.
Yeah. So at the very least, I think he's played for every federation.
No. He holds the record for playing in all six. Continents. That's all I know.
Okay. I don't know.
By the way, shouts to everyone in the chat who's giving you condolences. Shouts to Jose Lopez, who says, what's up, hermanos? And no está solo, hermano. We're all here for you. Jose Lopez, thank you. Also, shouts to Rabona TV checking in with the verified check. Okay.
Rabona TV.
Yeah. Okay. Says, sorry about your father, man. All the best. What a beautiful sentiment.
It means more coming from a verified
from Rabona, bro.
No. Thank you, everybody. Seriously.
Shouts to Olympico TV also in the general manager.
I love the question from Michael Raymond. Said, what's worse, Everton current season or Christian losing a parent? This is a great question. I mean, really.
You know he took his time, but should I? Should I hit send? You know what? They're comedians.
Right, like right. We're here to have a good time. Yeah. But no, I you know, I want to reiterate what I said on the podcast episode, just for maybe the people who are alive or who didn't listen to that episode. But seriously, thank you so much for all the messages of support, the condolences, the people sending flowers. It was incredible. It was obviously a very difficult time. My father passed away suddenly. It was, and you know, I've mentioned it on this show.
Oh yeah, we talked about it a lot.
We joke about either, you know, our poor relationship with our fathers. It is a complicated, you know, there's a lot of complicated emotions that you know, I'm still kind of sifting through. And I think a lot of my family are as well. So it's we're figuring it out I want to say thank you. There were a lot of people who reached out to me and you know, mentioned that, you know, that they have lost a parent or they lost a father. And really, you know, people called me just to have a conversation, and people were just very open-minded and helpful during that time. So I really, really appreciate it. You know, it was overwhelming, the amount of like love and support that I did receive. So thank you to the people in the comedy world, people, Cooligans fans. It really was incredible.
Meadowlark was awesome.
Yeah, everybody. It was. I'm very, very grateful for having this community and so many people to you know, get that support from, because it did make it a little bit easier. So that's it. We move on. We now
we
instead
find
of
the strength to joke about soccer.
Yeah, and we go from you know bad dad jokes to dead dad jokes, I guess.
Well, you tell me when we're ready. I've got a couple.
I don't know when we make the
the switch.
I mean,
will happen.
We didn't even start it. It was Michael Raymond
came in hot. You know, Michael Raymond. Shout out to Michael Raymond, because this is what comedians do. We all have the jokes. We just, some of us wait longer to say them.
Exactly.
Because we understand, we take the temperature of the room a little bit. You know? Michael Raymond seems chilly in here. I might as well say this.
Raymond just licked a finger. I was like, oh, all right.
Fine. I'll be the first.
So we admire your comedic bravery.
Speaking of comedy, Rabona TV, obviously here. Nick Red says, shouts to Nutmeg TV, but not in the chat when live. Thank you very much. We don't want to hear the barking. By the way, there's something that's going to be happening soon, so I can't finish this joke, but it was very funny. So don't worry about a big surprise coming. Everyone on Gully's Squad.
Alexis is like,
I was about to say the
guys,
thing.
He's like, yo, I'm about to say, it's really funny. I'm just letting you know, my joke,
it would have been busted. It would have been.
Because I'm really funny, and I say funny things, but
we
I
had to shut the laptop.
I can't say it right now.
Remember when we were standing in front of the thing, and I go, don't get any ideas? I was going to tell him that.
I know.
But now I can't say it.
Look at that. All right.
But it was unspoken, and I knew what he was thinking.
Alexis is like, well, you know, those people, it's like, I got a girlfriend, but she lives in Canada.
She's in Canada, bro. She goes to a different school, dog. You okay. Don't know her.
All right.
We're getting engaged.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hold on. Rabona TV is just a 24 live stream of whatever Charisma is up to, says Crimson Pizza. And Thomas 1906.4 says Chicharito was watching too much Panenka TV. Hey.
Yeah, we'll cover all of that. Obviously, it is Tuesday, where it shouts to US, where we focus on all things American soccer. But given that we didn't have a show on Monday or new episode on Monday, we'll throw in some Premier League stuff, a couple things going on in Europe. So we'll get through all of that. But before we do that, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
That's right. The Meadowlark fam is in the building. Okay?
They here.
All right.
Damn, we got a Poppy just replaced.
That's it. You're the new.
He's now both of our dads, dude.
Okay. Look, it's a big responsibility. He didn't expect all of this at once.
It's a lot.
But it is what it is.
Get ready, Poppy.
Chris Matassa said, my joke, it's so funny, you won't get it until next week.
Actually, you have no idea how true you, That's how right. correct you
if
are.
You know what? If you want to hear the joke, join the Patreon. Because seriously, we got some big news coming.
I might just say the joke into, what do they call those? Leads or whatever? Lens?
Oh, and they're on Patreon.
Yeah, on the Patreon app. After the episode.
Okay. So today we should
Graham Raby said Alexis is the best shoulder to cry on because he's always got the snacks. Imagine that. You're crying on my shoulder. I'm like, Dorito, dude?
Just be leave a Dorito on your shoulder. Okay. So where should we begin today? We should start, I think,
Let's start by getting water all over my laptop.
Manchester United.
Do we have
defeats Arsenal Football Club, ruining their perfect start to the season.
Let me start by saying this, everybody, with your jokes. We're still top of the league. Have some respect. We won the first five. We had to slip up somewhere. Of course, it's going to be Old Trafford. Relax. And also, I kind of like the fact that this is where we took our first L, because now you have something to bring the club together. We were playing too well.
Yeah.
Players weren't really listening as hard. Weren't training as hard. When everything's going great, you egos. Ain't really doing the
egos were through the roof.
You're not getting into the finer details when you win in, bro. You're like, yo, we automatic. We can't go wrong. It reminds me when I was in corporate America, I was spending money like I was making double the money I was making. Because I'm like, a big ass check just shows up every
week.
You
were telling
week.
Jokes. You weren't even waiting to say them.
I wasn't waiting. I was like, I don't need a Patreon. I am my Patreon. And then they stopped the money. And that's when I learned how to save money. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I just had to learn how to make it again. And
I think now you understand who handles the Cooligans finances, okay? Because we haven't made it this far with Alexis being the accountant.
All I'm saying is we would look flyer if it was up to me. We would be in financial ruin. Mm.
So, yeah.
Debt is good, dude. It lifts your credit score.
Okay, so.
Anyway, all I'm saying is I'm glad that we took.
No, you're not. Don't say you're glad.
No. We were going to lose at some point.
Right.
And if we would have lost to a team that, you know, was closer to like a Bournemouth or, you know, something like that, where we were just like shocked at how could we lose this game. I'm glad we lost to a team that played us strong. I'm glad we lost to a team that tactically kind of had us a little bit figured out, you know, especially with Arteta making the subs where he brought in more offensive players. It's like, dog, you know, that's not the way forward. You know they're crushing our backline right now.
I thought they were good moves to make those subs. I thought Arsenal.
We lost 3-1. They scored twice because of the high line. What are you talking about?
In hindsight, sure. Yeah.
Those aren't the moves to make. The move would have been to have someone there who's a much better defensive midfielder, even though I like him, than Sambi Lokonga, who to me is just not a progressive enough.
Partey was
injured. Allegedly. No one knows.
I mean, it's pretty common.
There's some rumors. There's some rumors that it might not be, you know.
A transfer? Or
No. Transfer behind bars.
Legal issue.
Yeah. There's rumors about, but as far as we know, it's an injury. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, they had everything going for them. They were in their house, which is always a bit of a bogey place for us. I'm not going to sit here and say that this is a collapse of the Arsenal Football Club. We're still in first place. We've won five. If you told me at the beginning of the season, yo, you're going to win the first five out of your first six, I'd be like, sign up right away. What are we talking about?
Well, I'll say this. The surprise wasn't Arsenal losing. It's Manchester United winning. Their last two matches.
Four.
They haven't won four in a row. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have. Yeah. But this turnaround after the first, two games of the season.
Yeah, they spent like half a billy, dude. I mean.
No, but even I still thought.
Also, he just brought in half his old squad.
I thought that the rot was too deep for Erik ten Hag to fix this.
It is.
And I wouldn't
say. No, it is. They are one injury to Christian Eriksen away from being a maybe 12th, 13th place club.
All right.
A man who already passed away on the field is the linchpin of your entire club.
I don't know. Is it Eriksen or is it Martinez?
No, it's Eriksen. Lisandro Martinez, first of all, I mean, I know they call him a pit bull, and I'm not going to sit here and complain. I think VAR should not have been used on the call against the goal. The official was right there in real time. He didn't see it. Let's move on. Fine. That game should have ended 2-2 or 3-2. We still lose, but that's fine. I'll move on. But if you look back, look at every time Gabriel Jesus was anywhere near Varane or Lisandro Martinez, he was getting absolutely abused, thrown around, kicked, slapped. It was insane. I'm not going to sit here and say that we got screwed because of the officiating. The officiating wasn't even. And that's just the truth. You could go back and look at that match. It just wasn't even. VAR, I don't know what they were on. Fine. All weekend being taken away from Odegaard. It's just Odegaard for saying it after the match, bro.
It's a soft foul. I was surprised they took it back.
The guy was right there. If he didn't say it, who are you? Snitch ass VAR.
Damn, bro. VAR's a cop, I think. Look.
Del Boy says Partey has a legal injury.
the fact that, Marcus Rashford, his resurgence.
What resurgence? Bro. He's fast against a high line. Wow. And by the way, I like Marcus Rashford. I want to see Marcus Rashford do well. He's always scores a brace against us. He wouldn't have
finished those. Last year, he wasn't finishing those chances.
He would against us. He just always finds a way to score a brace against Arsenal.
He did. I liked just seeing him confident again. That's all.
Wait till you come to our house, bro. Just like we did last time. We slapped you up 3-1. Watch when we come.
Are you talking to Marcus directly? What is?
Yo, I'm talking Marcus. Somebody tweeted like watching Marcus Rashford against Arsenal makes me want them kids to starve.
Okay, well, I wanted to show this just at least some.
Nick Red said, "Alexis, quote: I'm not going to sit here and say we got screwed by the officiating, but here's how we got screwed by the officiating."
In detail, he has a pie chart.
I got Marcelo Bielsa level. Spreadsheet. All I want to say is congratulations, Manchester United. You needed it more than we did. We in top place. I don't care.
Well, look,
I don't care.
Here's something to cheer up Arsenal.
You know,
fans.
When you're down as an Arsenal fan, who comes to the rescue?
This is exactly. If in a marriage, you know, your lady's feeling down,
right?
You're like, you know what? I know what's gonna fix everything.
I'm
gonna
eat that box. I'm gonna munch that clam, bro.
Okay, this is if you need relationship advice, we got you.
We got you. Shocked that my advice is to eat, bro.
But for Arsenal fans, this is what Arsenal fans need when they are struggling. They need something bad to happen to Tottenham.
Tottenham just has to Tottenham. Tottenham. You know what I mean?
And this is a pretty hilarious story. This is a deleted tweet that they had the other day. Oh, I think today. The Champions League is starting. Obviously, Tottenham made it.
Yes, I heard.
they qualified at the end of the season, but they posted this tweet that they immediately deleted, which is a bottle.
The term kismet comes to mind.
It says Tottenham, and then the caption says the Hotspur way, and then they posted a water bottle that has the Champions League logo. Right. On it.
But what does Tottenham do better than everyone else? They bottle it. I know they haven't in the last two seasons.
Right. But to...
They will find a way.
To post a bottle, and if you don't know the slang, in England, it's...
fuck it all up.
Okay. You fumbled the bag.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
So
100%.
It is... it's not good to bottle something. And then they posted this, and they had, and it's, if they just left it up and it was just like, hey, we're in Champions League, whatever. But the fact that they deleted it shows
that it hurts. Yeah, and they know
it was a poor.
That's how you know they know. That's how you know they know that that's who they are.
It was a poor decision, and I don't know. Maybe the social media team, maybe they are younger, not as familiar with it. Like, you try to justify it in some way.
I bet you this, like, you know, Tottenham has had a pretty good, like, last, like, 6-7 seasons.
Yeah.
So somewhere there's a 5-year-old who doesn't get this joke.
Okay.
You know, there's a kid in second grade or grade 2, whatever you guys call it, and who's like, I don't get it. Why is everyone laughing?
Right.
But the rest of us, we're pointing, we're laughing, we're retweeting.
So, look, so hopefully that could cheer up some Arsenal fans. But, look, I'm not too worried about Arsenal. I am fairly impressed with...
Say Tali says, there's a plant on the social media thing. I would love if there's a guy hiding an Arsenal tattoo.
Well, that's an interesting thing is that when we've hung around with some of the Premier League clubs that have come to come to the U.S. and you meet some of the staff are not always fans of that team.
No, they're people that are adept at doing that job.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you might meet an Arsenal fan or you might meet an Everton fan or you might even meet somebody and they...
Or like an Arsenal media guy like a United fan.
Right. So that's very, very common. I can't imagine it would go to this extent where they were actually sabotaging the team, but it would be hilarious if that was the case.
I would absolutely love it. Also, whatever you're getting paid by Tottenham, I hope Arsenal doubles that for you to stay in your job.
Mike Thomas put, quote, Jimmy's good with computers. You get the job, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, it says here he's proficient in Microsoft Word.
Justin Freeber said, just finally got in here to say, has Arsenal Twitter already started? Hashtag fraud Teta. No, we haven't. No.
Because we believe in Arteta.
He's speaking for everybody.
I speak for everybody.
Okay. And then the other match I wanted to talk about was...
How could you take that goal away from Martinelli? sweet Martinelli.
Martinelli apple, the apple juice is great.
Shouts to them. Also, because of that farm, we have the best tomatoes and pizza.
Okay.
So Martinelli has been growing tomatoes, been growing apples for so long on the same soil that they, and because they refuse to use preservatives and stuff in the soil.
Yeah.
It's originally organic as opposed to some soil that they like dig up, they dredge up and then put organic soil on top, which technically isn't organic because some of those preservatives will still come up through whatever soil is on the bottom.
Right.
They didn't have to, but the guy who owned it had this whole patch of land that they weren't growing apples on and they didn't know what to do with it. And Chris Bianco, shouts to Bianco, convinced them to start growing tomatoes. And that's how we got the Napoli.
Wow.
The best tasting tomatoes in the world.
I mean, what is there another soccer show where you're going to get just a little?
If there is, let me know. And I'll burn their studio down on the ground.
Another tomato break and just really get informed.
I will burn it to the ground. You better not start, Rabona.
Okay. The Merseyside Derby. Did you watch this game?
Did you? Justin Freeberg said, because Odegaard clipped Eriksen stinky. Which, if you remember, stinky is Italian for shin.
Shin, yes. This is all Cooligan's canon.
Yeah. Go down to the bottom and read the legend.
Okay. So the Merseyside Derby. Did you watch this?
I was very impressed.
This was a good game. It was 0-0, but this is a new Everton Football Club.
There's a bit of a swagger.
Dude, there's...
What is it? Did they stop listening to Lampard? What is made that...
No, I think because there's been so many new players. Mm. They especially with the Merseyside Derby, and Liverpool is Liverpool, we all know. I think there were enough new players that went into this match with, like, I don't know this game. I don't know this history.
I got no idea what's happened before.
I just see these dudes. I'm just here to play a game.
And did you see the fans kind of had a joint banner?
That said what?
It was like together or something. Like there's no hate in rivalry, no hate, something like that.
Oh, yes. Because there's been an issue in Liverpool with fans vandalizing buildings, tagging.
Or the murals. Murals for
murals,
the players.
Yeah. So that's been happening. And
there's a mural with like a couple hundred Liverpool legends, and there's a mural with like 2 or 3 Everton legends.
Okay.
And
then,
you had to know that was coming.
No,
right?
It's fine. I mean, I'm trying to think of I mean, both teams have such a rich history in the city that
I think Everton was the first club. Anfield was their stadium.
Right. So I mean, it's whatever. Yeah. The main thing is that people
we ain't talking about
reasonable people have obviously everybody's condemned that behavior. It is pretty ridiculous. There's also a really like crazy like stabbing. Something going on in Liverpool. Our homie Molly McCann has been speaking out about it.
Oh, knife crime has gone up.
Knife crime, yeah.
Yeah, knife crime has gone up. I will say the vandalizing murals is stupid, but there was one where they just drew dicks on where all the players' dicks would be.
Okay. That you allow that one.
And I gotta say, if you're gonna do vandalism, at least give me a giggle, you know?
Okay.
Some of them are up, some of them are down, a couple sideways. It was good fun.
Right. So look, our thoughts are with everyone at Liverpool handling and dealing with all that stuff. But this game. So I thought for the most part, Manchester United beat Liverpool the other day. I predicted it. Remember 2 weeks ago?
You did.
I said Manchester United has a really good chance of getting a result because Liverpool are not playing very well, and they won. And then next game they play Fulham or Bournemouth 9-0. Not Fulham. Liverpool beat. I think it was Bournemouth.
It wasn't Fulham.
And then they fired the manager. They win 9-0, and then they play in the Merseyside Derby and
Bournemouth,
right? They play in the Merseyside Derby, and I had a feeling again. I was like, I don't know. I think Everton hasn't they haven't been terrible. They haven't won a match yet, but they haven't been getting destroyed in games. They look fairly.
But also, if they're gonna come together for a match,
right?
It's gonna be this one.
There's just been slight improvement every single match, and this is the best game Everton have played this season,
probably in about a season and a half.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Where it looked like there was a plan in place.
And everybody was on the same page.
But
this is also the best you've looked without Richarlison, for sure.
Without a doubt. And then having a striker, really helpful. I don't know,
what are the odds?
You know about this. Yeah. Guys, I mean, look, I don't want to be like, a soccer snob, a football snob, and really talk about, make you just be condescending.
Also, we try not to get into the tactics too much here.
But having a guy up front that knows what they're doing,
yeah, wow,
makes a world of a difference.
Also, can we just mention, if you never let a ball go in your goal, you'll never lose a match. But if you can't put a ball in there, you ain't gonna win.
Okay, look, I know you come here for the analytics.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I'm willing to break down the rules.
Sorry to hit you with all these numbers. It might be going over your head. But
you want me to go back to tomatoes? Was that easy for your little brains?
Okay, but the Neil Maupai,
Mike Thomas, but adding a penis to a mural is an enhancement. If that's all they did.
Okay, I draw penises on my penis.
A bigger one. Try to figure that one out.
So, having Neil Maupai, I thought had a spectacular game. I thought he played very well. But there are a couple players, and Liverpool, they have their players, and for in that 9-0, Mohamed Salah didn't score a goal, so people are wondering what the hell's going on with him,
bro, including me, who has him in his fantasy team.
But there. So, let's highlight some of these Everton players, because Nathan Patterson, the new right back, was incredible. He's really adapting to the league. He came over from, I think, Rangers, or he came from for the Scottish Premiership. Amadou Onana, the 6'4" midfielder.
So good.
Who came over from France.
So good.
He was spectacular.
The problem with him is he's got way too much sauce for the rest of the squad.
Mm.
He'll do something with the ball, and the rest of the squad's like, we didn't know you could go over there. We didn't know you were able to do that. So we're all still back here. You know what I mean?
Everybody looked good. And then Iwobi, again, we've been talking about him week after week, but Alex Iwobi, he's now a midfielder.
It's a different Alex Iwobi. There's a maturity. There's a leadership.
Without a doubt. The pressure is not on him to score goals and to not go 1v1, which I still think is what he should probably be doing. But this is, he's he's doing an incredible job stepping in as a midfielder. He's doing like tricks. He's like moving the right stick on PlayStation, bro. I'm like, I didn't know you could do all of this stuff.
Bro, he's drawing dicks on the other team, dude.
Bro, how do you do it? What's the button configuration to draw dicks on people?
Thank you for adding this, FIFA.
So
Crimson Pizza said, is the dreads.
The dreads, yeah. And then Tommy V mentioning Pickford. Jordan Pickford, this game ended 0-0 with, there was a little bit of luck for both teams.
But everyone's screaming, he's the number one in England again.
I mean, how can you not? I mean,
because of Aaron Ramsdale. But yes, he did play well.
I don't know, bro. I think there's a bit of a benefit playing on a worse team. You know?
You
have more practice.
More people shooting the ball at you. So, this is why MLS teams back in the day made better goalkeepers.
Right.
It's because we wasn't trying to stop nobody from shooting.
Okay. we were doing the old MLS run-up shootout.
Yeah,
right?
do your thing, bro.
The keepers had a lot of practice. There. So, but Jordan Pickford was unbelievable. Just, save after save. And it's like the margins of like in the 92nd minute when Salah takes that shot and Pickford gets literally a fingernail on it to just put it and make it hit the post.
I thought it was a crossbar.
No. I mean, Darwin Nunez hit the crossbar.
That one was one hell of a save.
There was
because the spring cat-like jump.
Yeah.
And the instinct to go with your top arm, which is, they have to train for that, to go with your top arm, which is actually ends up being longer than your bottom arm.
Yeah.
When you jump. But the ability to do that instantly as that ball is hit, knowing where it's going, is absolutely crazy.
Crimson Pete said goalie wars to decide the England number one, which would be
I mean, you would sell out Wembley.
Pickford versus Pope.
No hats. You got to wear a hat for the first round.
Okay.
I like what Del Boy put.
You all need mullets as well.
Yo, let's go. Big baggy jerseys with the shoulder, with the elbow pads in it.
Okay.
Right. Del Boy said Everton is like a mediocre looking who looks decent 2 days of the year when she can go to the beauty salon for Liverpool and the rest of the year straight up sooty dress Cinderella. I've never heard sooty dress Cinderella as a reference. That is either impressive or man, you just watched it on Disney Plus.
My man just called Everton unkept.
Yo, clean the house and get back in your room, Everton.
Okay. Wow.
Damn.
So look, man, I think the next game is against Arsenal, if I'm not mistaken.
As U.S. soccer fans, show them the hat real quick.
Boom, let's go.
We want Pickford to be the goalkeeper.
Yo, even at the last World Cup, Pickford was incredible.
We'd rather have Pickford.
Okay.
Guys got CeeLo.
I don't know about
CeeLo arms, bro.
Okay, I want to just make sure we didn't do that at the top, but shout out to The Stand for welcoming us again. The Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant, where we do our show live here on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. One of the best comedy clubs, best restaurants, in the city. If you ever are just wanting to hang out and catch a show, or if you just want to get dinner somewhere, seriously consider coming out to The Stand.
Let's say you happen to be anywhere near Union Square and you think to yourself, like, yo, I want a drink. Come here. You're going to see a bunch of comedians hanging out. Great bar, great cocktails. Maybe you get hungry. You're like, let's grab a meal. Great food. And then you're like, well, we're here. We might as well see a show. And now you got two stages you could go see comedy shows.
Exactly.
At. It's absolutely incredible.
So shouts to The Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant.
Thank you
always.
So much for letting us hang out. A couple goalkeepers are starting to wear caps again.
Yeah, Dean Henderson.
Dean Henderson starting to wear a hat again. Who's going to be the first one to wear a flat brim?
Flat brim, Yankee fitted.
What? Right. Could you imagine?
Okay.
A flat brim fitted? You might not be able. They might not allow you to go Yankee. They don't own the club.
Do full tennis visor, bro.
Or what is the accountant from the 30s with
just
the green
that long
joint,
brim
with the green joint, so I can count this money.
So, it's nice to see. A little throwback. I don't know. Is it a thing of like the time of year, maybe the time that the games are being played? A
lot more sun.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's also a, the season started sooner.
Right.
I don't know where we are currently on the axis. Right.
What's the weather patterns out in England? Okay. Is anyone here from England? Tell us if it's cold or hot.
Camila Garcia.
Goalie wearing a bucket hat.
Yo, I would love.
Oh, bro.
Also, bucket hats are good because they protect your forehead.
Yeah,
and your
a little
neck,
bit in your neck. But they don't stay on.
I mean, it'd be tough if you're a goalkeeper taking a couple.
You're going to need a snapback bucket, which is just not as good.
Maybe the ones that have the little string that you could tie onto your head.
What about a Scully, a Gubalini, bro?
These are the ideas that we need, okay?
Y'all ain't tried this yet? It is not helping you with the sun. But, yo, the vibes are fire.
Grinsby said, nah, get the newsboy hat. So it's that you.
Oh, Peaky Blinder? The Peaky Blinder hat?
Yeah, well, who is it? There's somebody in FIFA that wears there's like a icon player Yelshin. There's a goalkeeper. I think he was Russian, but he wore he was like one of the greatest goalkeepers. But he wore a newsboy cap
back in the day.
In goal. What's his name? Somebody tell me.
You tell him no, bro.
Okay. And Ice Guru said British goalkeeper should have to play with the big black hat like the castle guards.
Bro, that's only gonna help him, bro.
Yo, they look.
Let Pickford wear that.
Damn. Marge Simpson's in gold. I know. Huh? Yeah.
Then America gets to wear a big old chef's hat.
Okay. Any other?
Anton Yeltsin. Oh, I remember that name.
Anton Yeltsin. Yeah.
I didn't know he played with a newsboy hat.
Yeah, and in the game as well, he has the hat on.
Back in the day, I used to wear them, and I would unbuckle the button. So I look like, you know, like them dudes in the backgrounds of old reggae videos. You know what I'm talking about? Because they put all the hair in it. I didn't have all that hair, but that's just how I wore it.
Like a Rasta.
Bro, I looked fire. That was back in the day.
Okay. Also, Champions League also just started today as we're recording this. And I'm looking at the result for Dinamo Zagreb against Chelsea. And Dinamo Zagreb is up 1-0.
How about Dortmund up 2-0? And Gio Reyna has an assist in the Champions League.
Good for him.
Huh?
Okay. I'm hoping for a good, first half of the season. So he's nice and ready for the World Cup as we destroy England at that said World Cup. Okay. Mm. Okay. All right. Any other results?
Wait. St. Tally said U.S. keepers doing a Doug Dumadome hat. But wait, we talked about this before. There's a character, right?
Yeah.
Well, I remember laughing my ass off last time somebody said this in the chat. What does it look like, though?
Oh, I forgot who this was. Oh, yeah, because I looked at the searches southern. Yesterday. The southern.
You got to wear a bucket. What are the 6 8-gallon
hats? 8-gallon hats. Yo,
let's go, America.
Yes, I mean, I'll put the photo up just so people remember what we're referencing. Doug Dimmadome from Fairly Odd Parents. I mean, look, you get tomatoes, you get apples.
What was the reference we were talking about with this hat?
Some player or somebody we were talking about?
I think we were talking about like my accent of saying like the Nashville fans, I think it was.
Maybe. I don't remember. Okay.
So funny.
All right.
Shouts to Say Tally for remembering.
Okay. Any other results over the weekend in Europe?
Marsh catching a red, dude.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Why, you didn't
I,
see
I didn't
it?
See why he got it.
He was saying, yo, that's a penalty. Come on. And he was outside of his the little dotted line area they're supposed to stay in. Uh-huh. The manager's
the technical
space.
Area.
Technical area. Thank you. But he had been told not to get out of that previously.
Right.
So he went straight up to the fourth official and he was like, what are you talking about, bro? That was a penalty.
Yeah.
And the guy straight up went swamp.
Okay.
The other officials showed up as well.
Right, right, right. Okay. Well, look, there was a red card issued in that game as well, right? Leeds, because they lost 5-2.
Yeah. Who did they lose? I'm trying to remember who they might have lost.
I didn't get to see the game. But
I watched the game, and at first I was like, yo, this is not going to plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they lost 5-2.
to Brentford, which I hate to see.
But yeah, there were no red cards.
I guess the red was only issued to Jesse?
Yeah, it was just Jesse.
Okay. You know why I was confused? Because
a lot of penalties, though.
When I saw the ticker, it had a red card somewhere. I saw that ticker somewhere, and it had the little red dot, the red square to show that one team got a red card. Mm-hmm. So it must have been.
Did you see the new chant for Brendan Aaronson?
I did. Oh, I wish I should play it, actually.
We could play it, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's a great chant.
I mean, look, if you're going to give an American a chant, this is a positive one.
Right.
I was expecting, you know, I don't know that I can recall. Maybe Demerit had one because he got them up to the Premier League.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so these are the Leeds fans singing about Brendan Aaronson.
And they did a little cover of American Boy. Yeah. Let me get this up here. But this is a good one. It's 30 seconds. Let's play it. This is Twitter being Twitter.
Well, it's broken.
It's broken. I don't know why it's not. I don't know why it's not playing.
Why don't you just hit refresh?
Let's try refreshing. All right. All right.
Again, this is what happens when you Bing stuff, bro.
There. It's a good one.
Look, positive scenes.
Yes.
Regarding Americans and Leeds.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to rhyme there. but that's all I can ask for. I try to tell Flex at the beginning of the season. I'm like, yo, this kid's good. You don't believe it. You don't believe it because he's American. But yeah. I'm telling you, this kid's good. Tyler Adams, he's going to talk that talk. He's going to walk that walk. I try to tell him. But people don't want to listen.
Right, right.
Because we're American, we have to try hard. We're like Mennonites or the Amish. We have to work 1.5 times harder to achieve the same thing.
Right. Is that a common Mennonite thing?
It's from the... Remember Kingpin?
I don't remember. I remember Kingpin, but
We have to work 1.5 times harder. Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Anyway, shouts to the Leeds fans for making that. It's
beautiful.
It's fun. It's not... There's no condescension in it. It's just like... Just the way... You know, the one I always think about is like the Mesut Ozil one, where it's just like... It's just positive. It is just praising.
Which one?
The
he's better than Zidane.
He's better. Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. 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 But they have that for like every player.
Right.
This is just ours.
Exactly. Exactly. So shouts to them. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And it's an English person song.
Right.
Estelle.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
I remember the story when Kanye said, "Yo, I'd love to do a song with her. No, tell her I'll do a song with her." No one asked.
No one asked.
So Estelle goes, "Who told him I wanted to do something with him?" Shouts to Estelle.
Okay. All right. And Kanye's been tweeting some wild stuff. Did he?
Ooh. We're not going to talk about it.
I mean, but yeah, all I'm saying is like, as far as relatable content for Alexis, the diarrhea post was pretty funny.
I like it. I watched all of it like this. That's how I was so scrolling my phone. He is, but the funniest part about it is not only is he tweeting out a bunch of crazy stuff, but then like the larger aggregators are aggregating his stuff and also posting it. So Complex had things Kanye tweeted this week, and it's like a carousel. All these House of Highlights is doing it. Everyone's doing it. It's pretty crazy.
Okay, Nick Red said, "Never thought Mennonites would work their way into a Cooligans episode." Hey, everything's fair game. Okay, let's move over to MLS.
I don't even know what it means, but I'm laughing.
To MLS and talk about some of the matches over the weekend. There was a lot of wild stuff. The thing I actually want to start with first is...
The battle for Canada.
Let's start there, actually. Montreal went over to BMO Field in Toronto. They were down 2-0 within the first 6-7 minutes. That second goal from Insigne, did you see that volley that he cracked out of
the air? I thought he was offside.
He wasn't. The ball, I think, I don't know if it deflected, but it ended up, you know, right? Like
that was a penalty. He said fuacata.
He said fuacata in Italian. I don't know how to say it in Italian.
Fuacatini. Okay,
my favorite pasta.
Oh, with a little red sauce? Used in Napoli tomatoes. What a way to bring it all around.
What a remarkable comeback from Montreal. They ended up winning that game 4-3 after, I mean, Toronto Toronto couldn't have been any more confident. But the goals, a couple of them, the one from Georgi Mihailovic was a spectacular.
Dude, he is. But you know, like, you know, when you know you quit and you got another job, you don't really do work.
Right, right.
He knows he's going to a bigger a bigger company.
Yeah.
But he's still balling.
Right, though. Right. Obviously, he already made the transfer official to AZ Alkmaar. Right.
Yeah, but he's staying to the end of the season.
To the end of the season, yes, yes. But no, great goal. But then Kai Kamara, did you see his goal?
Dude.
Where did this man find the...
That was the one where it was like pinging around and then it fell to his feet?
No, it was a long ball. He took one touch. Chris Mavinga got in front of him and was trying to shield the ball basically out of bounds.
Right.
And he gets around him, takes a tap, goes around Chris Mavinga, and then nutmegs.
He's like 37 years old. I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's in his mid-30s.
And then he nutmegs the keeper and for the goal. And he just basically did it all himself and gets, which what ended up being the winning goal. That was the fourth goal.
Crazy.
But a spectacular comeback. I mean,
Montreal playing lights out.
They are looking great. I mean, the Eastern Conference is...
They're 8 points away from Philly.
Right. And Philly is looking... We were talking about...
Can we bring up Philly's last few games?
Yeah, we were talking about LA.
I have it right here. This is Philly's last few matches. They just beat New York Red Bulls 2-0. Before that, they beat Atlanta 4-1. Before that, they beat Colorado 6-0. Mm-hmm. Before that, they beat D.C. 6-0. Before that, they beat Dallas, a really good team. Sorry, they lost to Dallas, an incredibly good team, 1-0. But before that, they beat Chicago 4-1. They can't stop scoring goals. They beat Cincinnati 3-1.
They lost to Cincinnati.
Sorry, they beat Houston 6-0 before that loss. Yeah. They are going nutty.
Yeah, I mean, they just won against Red Bulls at Red Bull Arena. And
yeah, 2-0.
Yeah, and that was another...
Helped out New York City.
There's a couple things that we have to, like, amend, I think, from previous episodes, because we were talking about LAFC and how they were absolutely a lock for the supporter shield, and it wouldn't be a surprise for them to win. And who's leading the supporter shield race right now? It is the Philadelphia Union. They do have... LAFC has two games in hand against them.
No, that shouldn't be it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, it should still be LAFC. They're at 60 points with 2.07 points per game. Philly's just only got 2 points per game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because LAFC won their game the other day. That's but they were at the top earlier in the weekend.
But they are fighting for it.
They are 100% fighting for it.
I've said this before, and I will say it again. Do not try to win Supporter Shield. You both already got it. You need a cup.
Share the supporter shield.
Bro, do not be putting players in trying to win this damn thing.
But
Mike Thomas said 21 goals against all season.
Goals allowed.
Damn.
Bro, I mean, Andre Blake has been incredible. So
Jim Curtin, is it the sneakers, dude?
So there's a couple things I want to talk about in regards to Philly, because we were talking about LAFC and how they, somebody had asked the question, how would the best MLS team do in the Premier League? And we were basically saying LAFC is clearly the best team and blah, blah, blah. But the Philadelphia Union, I think, are now, you know, clearly making a case. This is...
I don't think that that's fair, because LAFC have not only gotten stronger, they've been strong all season. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to say who's going into the playoffs with the most momentum, it's neck and neck, but it does feel like it's Philly.
It does, very much so. It's when you saw the starting lineup against Red Bull, and you know, off the bench came off, you know, Carranza, Bedoya.
Bro.
And it's just like the players that they have on the bench.
He's always been good at this, Jim Curtin. Remember when it was like El Seno? He could just pluck this guy who's guaranteed to score a goal?
And I'm just there is a confidence. I say this all the time, but losing that game in the playoffs against NYCFC and having all those players out for COVID, I think has just given the new energy and confidence where for the Union, that if they don't win MLS Cup, it is a failure for of a season.
I'm still questioning their resolve in the playoffs, because it's been something that it's a hump they haven't been able to get over, and they've had really great teams. That said, there's still questions, but if they're not at least an MLS Cup final.
Yeah, I think
I will be floored.
I'd be surprised. Yeah, I mean, like that's how good they've been, and you know, they've just had the last string of games. Yeah, there've been a couple losses here and there.
Should Blake get an MVP shout out?
So this is the other thing.
Great question.
We talked about this about 2 weeks ago. Where
cold brew.
If people are not aware, we are voters in the MLS End of Year Awards. So
how much you gonna pay us? No, obviously we're getting MLS.
Don't make that joke. Yeah, you can't make that joke. But we do vote, and about 3 weeks ago, I'm like, Sebastian Gerussi is pretty much...
He seemed like a lock.
It's a lock. But with...
I still think Hani Mukhtar, he's in the conversation.
This is where my vote is definitely shifting, because I do feel there's, I think, 7 games left in MLS, and I think there's still time for my vote to be won. And
yeah, I'm not sold yet on who I'm going
to
vote
for. To me, the top three are, and not in any order, but Gerussi, Mukhtar, and Danny Gosdag.
Oh, I think you're going to go Blake.
No. I understand Blake. I mean, he made a...
He gets a shout, but I don't think he wins it. Man, not yet.
And look, Jim Curtin made the argument. He's like, how come a goalkeeper can't win MVP? Because they can't, Jim. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
You played in the league, bro. You know what it is.
You know how mad players will be if a goalkeeper wins it? Look, is he goalkeeper of the year? Without a doubt.
So Mike Thomas put his list. Number one, Mukhtar. Number two, Blake. Number three, Gerussi. Number four, Gazdag.
Okay, in that order?
I could see
that. But Hani Mukhtar, I feel like, is... When you talk about players, and if the MVP is the player that is most valuable to their team, I mean, it's hard to argue against Hani Mukhtar. He's just been...
He has been the
goals are not coming from anywhere else.
No, he's been it. He is national, no offense.
There's been a couple guys...
The attack.
Here and there. I mean, the goal... I forgot which, it was second or third goal against Austin. Did you see the pass from Dax McCarty?
No.
Dax McCarty from basically...
He put on someone else's boots?
All of Dax. Yeah. But no, bro. This is... I mean, you don't expect this from the defensive mid.
Right.
He sent a ball from... I mean,
like a Ricky Pooge type joint.
Right. And it was like from like not or just it felt like just outside of the Nashville box.
Right.
Sent it forward and curved it around.
I love when that happened.
Curved it around a center
remember
back.
When Ben Sweat did that?
Yes.
Sweatinho. Remember he did that joint? This was crazy.
So, or which one? Are you referring to RJ Allen in Portland? To Villa?
Oh, it was RJ Allen.
That was RJ Allen. Yeah. But Ben Sweat had a couple of those, though. He's obviously was a great passer as well. But the
Dax put the ball on a fruit bowl.
I love that so much.
Justin McRae.
But no, that was a great game overall. So
Michael Raymond says, "What about Chicho?"
The ball he received or the Panenka?
No.
The Panenka was bad.
The Panenka was not great. Right. No, that's Chicharito. Isn't he talking about the dude from LAFC? What's his name? Chucho? What's the dude from LAFC? Now my head's not.
Chicho Arango.
He's had an incredible season.
Yeah. Oh, you said what about Chicho? Oh, as far as an MVP, he's in the. I think
I will tell you this one. He might be it next season.
Maybe after Gazdag.
It's gonna be hard to win an MVP with that squad around you. You know what I mean?
Sure. Because MVP
Mukhtar deserves it more. He gets graded on a curb because he doesn't have legends around him.
The goals are not being spread as much in on the team. Well, you know, and this is how I look at MVP in other sports as well. When the winner of the MVP in other sports and other leagues is usually the person most valuable to that particular team, not in like
who's more valuable to their team than any other player on any other team is valuable to their team.
Correct. And I think so that's a big factor, at least in my
Chicho,
in my
incredible
opinion.
Player. I feel like LAFC would still be doing pretty good without him. They wouldn't be anywhere near where they are.
Right.
Without any Mukhtar, Nashville's getting relegated, bro. They're not scoring goals without him.
Right. So, I mean, and Chicho scored an unbelievable goal where he just sat the keeper down.
Del Boy said, Dax has the first touch of a third-degree burn victim. Painfully bad. Jeez.
I don't see the correlation.
I mean, it just...
He's not... He's been in the league a long time.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, I don't think he would have gotten as many opportunities as he has if he was that bad with the first time.
Nick Redd said, Mukhtar is putting up those numbers, dot, 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 with Alex Mule playing beside him.
So...
Hey, they also got Sean, right? They got two of the old Red Bull guys.
Yeah, yeah. Sean Davis. Sean Davis. My vote is being influenced, and there's still a lot of time, but
I would also say it's not worth it to try and ball out to win MVP. I'm sure for your personal gain, it's great. Mm-hmm. You need to get into the playoffs injury free.
Right, right. Well,
stop running all
Matt, Matt Doyle crazy. Was, I think, arguing. It might have been arguing with Mike Thomas about the about who should be as far as Daniel Gazza getting an MVP, and Matt Doyle said that. Gazak is not even the MVP of his team. I think implying that it would be Andre Blake, but I don't.
Andre Blake has every right to be considered. I don't think he'll win.
Gazak, I believe, has something like 18 goals or 19 goals and 8 assists, something along those lines.
Let's look it up.
Which is pretty incredible. Bahani Mukhtar has
21 goals.
21 goals and something like, I think, 12 assists or something like that. So he's, you know, as far as goal contributions, he's having a better season without a doubt. Okay.
Bahani Mukhtar has 11 assists.
11 assists. Okay. Gazza, where's Gazza at?
Let's find out.
Gazza is at, I believe... Where are we looking? Where are we looking?
Damn, we're getting down there.
There he is. Eight. Okay. So
not bad.
Not bad by any means, but definitely I think if he gets a couple more goals.
You think he finishes double-double? Double-digit goals, double-digit assists?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I mean, they're fucking putting up buckets.
And if they win the supporter shield, I mean, it'd be hard to argue against it. You know, he definitely gets a nod for sure. Okay. The one thing I want to talk about, speaking of Philadelphia Union, the Red Bulls they made some news. Did you see this with Drew Yearwood?
Yes, I did.
Yes, Drew Yearwood.
Okay, I'll go ahead.
Right, so I'll just mention the story. Towards the end of the game, there was a foul call on Drew Yearwood. He fouled. I forgot who he fouled.
Very frustrated.
He was upset. This was towards by the touchline. He's upset, so he kicks the ball, ends up going into the stands, and it hits a few people. It was just the optics of it are really really bad.
So a couple years ago,
Kaku.
No, there was a guy named Luke Rogers who played on the Red Bulls back when Thierry Henry was there. And I saw him do something similar where he frustratingly kicked the ball into the stands and it almost hit one of someone in a wheelchair who I think was like physically incapable of moving it themselves.
Yeah.
And luckily the ball just missed them. And there was all talk of, you know, he apologized right away, but it's like you have to be mindful. You can't just kick a ball into the stands. I know there was a ton of jokes like, what are the odds he would even hit somebody in the Red Bull stands, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, I mean, there were like people literally injured or hurt.
Yeah. Well,
and here's the thing. When you're out there, you're not thinking about the fact that there's fans in the stands. You're thinking about playing the game and how frustrated you are. He immediately jumps into the stands. For that player, for that fan to be like, get away, get away. It's like, I get both sides of it, but it's like the dude immediately tried to make amends. I'm not saying what he did was okay,
right,
but he didn't like walk away and be like, give him a free shirt or something like that. The dude immediately was like, oh no, and jumped in. So right. Hopefully this isn't something that carries with him for his career, because it's the fact that he immediately jumped into the stands.
He knew he did something wrong. Yeah. There was a statement put out by the New York Red Bulls, y'all read just a little bit of it, and it just says, the club statement says, the safety of everyone that attends our event at Red Bull Arena is of utmost importance to our organization. Drew is incredibly remorseful and knows his actions were inexcusable. We will take measures to discourage this from occurring again. We, along with Drew, will continue to stay in contact with the families to check in on their well-being. And the thing that optically, this is why it really was so bad, because the camera cuts to the fans. The one fan is like, yo.
There's a woman crying.
There's a woman crying.
There's a small boy crying.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was like a dude holding a beer, right. you might not have the sentiment.
It hit the people you hit women and children.
Women and children. The people who are allowed to get on the boats first in the Titanic are not the people you want to hit with a boat.
Don't want it. It just sucks and it's unfortunate. And like you said, yeah. I hope it's not something that. Drew Yearwood is remembered for or anything like that. It's just a dumb mistake, and I hope everyone is okay. I thought it was interesting.
But I hope people learn the lesson. Do not do that.
Yeah, right.
Also, if you're going to kick it into the ads.
The board. And I think maybe that was the intention.
No. He was trying to, like, just, kick, yeah, clear.
Right.
You know.
But and it's interesting because I would say that a lot of Rebel fans probably don't necessarily agree with the young man that was like that didn't want to let Drew apologize. You know what I mean? Because he was telling him like, "Yo, step off. Don't even."
I don't know if that dude was related to the people who got hit.
I would assume so.
I would assume so, and I hope so. Because if not, don't you take that away from those fans to get at least an apology directly from
yeah,
Drew.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I understand the sentiment because if let's say it was his girlfriend, wife, sister, whatever. Maybe if he knew the person, and that happens, I understand being upset at that moment.
D stupid, more like New York Red Bullseye, am I right?
Wow. And we thought we were talented, bro.
Yeah, we got some funny fans, man. I can't remember who sent it, but I put up the pictures. Did you see the pictures of Jerry Seinfeld for Kith?
I just saw them, yeah, a couple minutes
incredible
ago.
somebody messaged me. It was so funny. I have to find it. Ed Eberhardt, who's a big fan of ours.
Oh, he put
comedians in Subaru selling Molly. I was like, yeah,
that is a great dude. He's like, he's an artist, I believe, in Atlanta.
A motorcycle race car driver.
Look at that. But just
crazy.
So much character. Okay. So the.
We got to talk about Miles Robinson.
We do. Yes. Miles Robinson.
Thank you for reminding us a nice cold brew.
We just saw this a couple minutes ago, but Miles Robinson was arrested.
Speaking of shots you shouldn't take.
Miles Robinson, center back for Atlanta United and obviously the U.S. men's national team, arrested I don't know the exact Cobb County in Georgia.
So Robin Zagini said, for what it's worth, the cops in Cobb County are some of the worst.
Right. So
I've heard this. I've heard this before that once you leave that highway area that surrounds Atlanta, once you leave that, you're on your own.
Right. So a lot of people. So the details were that he was at a bar and did not pay for a shot that he
What's
was given.
The scenario? Like, you were given a shot. Assuming. Bo knows this and Bo knows that, but Bo can't rest. What is the scenario by which he wouldn't have just been handed a shot?
Yeah.
Would he have been given a bunch of drinks and he'd be like, yo, I'm not paying for that shot?
So I don't know all the details. There is a mugshot, which is, again, just embarrassing. Mike Thomas said, what a misleading headline, referring to. If you haven't seen the headline itself, the headline in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, it is misleading because it's
egregious.
It definitely makes you want to click on it. But you look at the headline, it says, Atlanta United's Miles Robinson arrested, accused of misdemeanor theft. And it's like,
factual, sure.
The fine was like $80. But
why you spend a night in jail over a shot? It's so dumb.
It's
also, figure out, could you tell me who the bar is so we know never to go there? Is the name of the bar in there?
I don't know.
Scroll down real quick.
I'm sure somebody it's behind a paywall, so I can't see the thing.
Even if you do the reader, hit the reader button.
I'm not gonna,
sometimes that works.
I'm not gonna do
that works
now.
On most websites. It's right there. It's a little button right there.
Robinson 25 posted $150 bond. The rest happened at PBR Atlanta. That was the place. PBR Atlanta. What if it doesn't
see
work?
If it works.
What is this?
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Sometimes it works. It works on phones. I don't know if you guys know that. Sometimes if there's a paywall, just hit the reader button, and it'll show you the whole article.
Hey, any more scams you need?
Come here, bro.
Tune in.
Tomato scams football.
It's obviously disappointing to see a headline like that. But when you look at the
Del Boy said the Grand Wizard Bar. Why are you in there, Miles?
When you see stuff like that, it's obviously disappointing. It looks like this is one of these things that
Joe Whitlock said, Cooligan's arrested for refusing to pay for the full article.
And then we end up, you know,
in the Atlanta Journal Constitution.
Then we end up hacking the site to try to get to read the article about how we were arrested for it.
And then we get arrested again.
Damn, bro.
Two strikes, bro. I gotta drive under the speed limit forever.
So this looks like either some sort of misunderstanding.
This isn't a misunderstanding. This was on purpose. Look, what I think probably happened without having read the article is, what are the scenarios in which you would be given a shot that you don't want to pay for? Either somebody put a shot on your tab, or the bartender said, "Let me get you a shot." And typically that means it's free. You just tip a little bit more.
Right.
I can't imagine a scenario where, I don't think that's the only thing this person drank. Miles didn't go into a bar, sit there, be handed a shot, take it, and then try to run out. That didn't happen. I'm almost 99% sure that did not happen.
Also, he's recovering from an ACL tear. He's not running anywhere.
He ain't going nowhere, not fast. So what happened? He went to a bar. He was either given a shot or somebody put a shot on his tab, and he was like, "Yo, I'm not paying for this." And like, "Well, you took the shot. You paying for it?" Now, I said, "I'm not paying for it." I'll call the cops. Fine, call the cops. And the cops come, and he's like, "Right, it's crazy. Why you put cuffs on me, though?"
Yes, 6'4" black man in his white area. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm gonna go with the bartender. I don't know. Some people in Atlanta, some Atlanta fans that we know are
Robin Seguini going to jail with us. She said, "There's really not much to the article. I'll paste it in Gun Squad." Hey.
So the some people have said that this area is not very welcoming to people of color. I don't know the accuracy of that at all, but this is what
No. I've heard this a million times.
Sure.
About Cobb County.
Maybe that was one of the things.
That's why we don't order the salad no more, bro.
Wow. Straight up Caesar, dog.
Right? I'm only here for the seeds. You feel me?
So it looks like whatever dispute there was, the fact that somebody would even call the cops over a shot is insane. It's absolutely insane. I don't know the fact that, how it got to this this point, but very, very stupid. So I'm
this place has a mechanical bull in it.
Okay. All right. I hope Moz wasn't writing it.
Okay. It's like one of these joints.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Where there's a bunch of bars. It's like a fake city that teams will put together.
Yes. These are popping up now. These are the
worst.
The
oh, look at this place. Oh, they don't like minorities here.
Okay.
No.
We're looking at the photos. We're not going to mention the business name or whatever.
We already did. First of all, you got a mechanical bull. To borrow a joke from Tommy Davidson, if you hear a yee, don't stick around for the yah, for the ha. Nah, this is bullshit. He must have already been drunk.
I don't know. More than anything, and they say,
dude,
this.
Look at the pictures of the people here. This is not. Okay. Look at this. There's a woman. There's a picture of a woman dancing. I know for certain there's not 1 ounce of rhythm in this photo.
Bro, there's.
No one else is dancing, might I add.
Is it square dancing?
I don't know
what's going on.
Just squares dancing, bro.
So look.
It's near where the Atlanta. Oh, here it is. It's where the Atlanta Braves play.
The main thing is you hear about players going out. They say, I don't know what time this happened, but more than anything, bro, it's like, yo, I'm not saying that he was in some bad situation or whatever, but I would err on the side of caution all the time.
As a professional athlete, you should.
I don't think he's going to make it to the World Cup, but he's obviously, Atlanta United are.
Yo, this whole place looks dusty, dude.
Atlanta United are struggling, and you don't want any more stories like this because
they have
fans already.
Tequila, cotton candy.
Bro, all right, look.
What are you going to get arrested for stealing candy?
it looks pretty stupid. It looks pretty stupid, this whole thing, but hopefully it's not it doesn't seem like it's that serious to begin with. Okay. Anything else that we may have not covered?
They're super NIMBY. What's NIMBY mean?
NIMBY.
I don't know.
Not in my backyard?
Ah, yeah. That's what it is.
Not how about that, huh? Were you impressed?
We figured it out. Okay. Okay. Anything else that we should cover before we wrap up today?
Our legal tracks for everything we said in this episode.
And just a reminder, please join Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans. We got a couple new members. We are releasing. There's going to be some news that is coming very, very soon.
It's big news for...
Yes, Gully Squad will be the first to hear it, but
hopefully they don't leak the information again.
No, it's all good. but one of the things is we're taking the next step in the Cooligans journey.
That's right. We're consummating our partnership.
Okay, you'll have complete webcam access.
The video only available on Gully Squad.
But we will announce it on Patreon, and we want you to be a part of that that journey and help along with it.
You will be, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. So patreon.com/soccercooligans. I guess probably real soon, probably maybe Thursday or Friday, we'll be dropping the news. So look out if you are already a Gully Squad member. Okay. I think that's it. Anything else that we may have missed? I don't think so. I saw Houston Dynamo. They sacked their manager.
Which, again.
Nakamura.
Nakamura. Not given really much of a leash here.
Had about 7-8 weeks team, and it didn't work. But Houston have been, they have not been.
They've been down bad. But also, like, this had to be an argument with the front office. Or, like,
it looks
right?
Like, yeah. Look, as far as, like, the direction of the team. I had to mention this. Nuhu Toto scores his first MLS goal.
Which, Brian, dude wears a bulletproof vest under a jersey. 50 Cent level, man.
You got it. Some of the fits are a little questionable. But congratulations, Nuhu, from the Seattle Sounders scoring against Houston.
Yeah. That's why the dude lost his job, bro. You can't let him score his first MLS goal.
But no, Seattle Sounders desperately needed those points. They've been just losing relentlessly the last couple weeks.
Let me look at the standings real quick before we run.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Looks like New England into the playoffs right now. As of right now, Cincinnati, Miami, and Toronto coming up strong.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto looking good. You got who's got the potential for it, right? Salt Lake, Minnesota, Portland. Kind of feels like they got it locked up, but Seattle and LA nipping in their heels. Seattle might be a little bit too far unless Portland completely collapses or Salt Lake completely collapses. But LA Galaxy, trying to get in the playoffs. You go Panenka. 2-2.
I mean,
shouts to SKC Fan TV who's in the chat. His reaction was like, "That's when you're up 3 goals." It was so great.
Yeah, SKC Fan TV, I think, is taking over. The reactions are great,
automatic.
But definitely subscribe to his YouTube channel. He scores a penalty in the 80 something minute to tie the game, and so he's like, "All right, I'm going to get the keeper this time. He's going to think I'm going to."
So you got to switch it up.
Yeah. Panenka. When the Panenka goes awry, I mean, there's almost no worse looking play in the sport of soccer. Yeah. I mean, it just looks.
What is it? High risk?
High risk, high reward.
High reward. Yeah. But the risk is mega high. Because you look like an absolute fool.
Yeah. And look.
But that's also why when you do it, they're like, the ball's on him.
Right, right. Yeah. Props to Chicharito for, after the game, he did the on-field, LA Galaxy social admin went up to him and recorded a little message to fans. And he took complete responsibility.
As you should. You
were on he's like, look, he's like, obviously, like, I'm sorry. I tried it. The Panenka worked a couple weeks ago. But this time it didn't work out.
Also, now that we met him and we're like best friends, like, he is such a sweetheart.
There's such a sympathy.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Let him go, dude. He's no Drew Yearwood. No, I'm talking.
But I can understand LA Galaxy fans being frustrated. They're trying to, they didn't make the playoffs last year and they missed out on the playoffs.
If they missed out on the playoffs,
on deadline day or whatever, or was it deadline day? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, maybe.
No,
yeah, whatever. We'll call it that. St. Tali said, how much is he to blame if they miss the playoffs by 2 points?
Bro, It's yeah, they got
to leave our friend alone.
The frustrating thing with the Galaxy is like they you know bringing in obviously Ricky Pouge, Chicharito's always been scoring. He's been pretty consistent since you know since he got there. He got there during COVID.
No, after they stopped sending him crosses all game.
Yeah, yeah. So they can score goals. They seem to have fixed that, but they can't defend. And they just got the center back, the Uruguayan guy.
What's his name?
I forgot his name.
It's Decision Day, by the way.
Decision Day.
Thank you, guys.
But so hopefully that will save this team and get them a playoff spot. But they can't defend. They can't stop goals from going in. So there's more issues besides that Panenka with the Galaxy.
Joe Whitlock said Chicha hit the tequila cotton candy pretty hard after that penalty.
Bro, it just looked bad because Chicharito's also a very front facing guy and very on social media.
You knew he would answer for his.
He's on Twitch and everything, yeah. And then it's like I know that his Twitch chat is like, yo, what's up with that Panenka, bro?
Yo, fam. You had to go Panenka?
I ain't gonna subscribe until you start burying some penalties.
Kirby D said, I'm happy to see big market team struggle. Okay. All right.
Okay.
You guys have been absolutely amazing. And thank you everyone who sent messages to myself and Christian.
Yeah,
you guys are
seriously.
Absolutely incredible.
Very much appreciated. This is it's nice to be back and you know, get back to work and you know, continue right. life and do the show. Because I mean, more than anything, it's like this is the work part of what the Cooligans is. This is the part that doesn't feel like work.
Right. As a comedian, you do all the other things to get on stage.
Right. Because
that's the part that's the best.
So there's a lot of time spent, you know, editing clips and social media and blah, blah, blah. And that stuff can be, you know, difficult and overwhelming. But getting to perform for our audience and friends and fans and whatever is really why it's like therapeutic and has been helpful for me during
and
this time.
And again, shouts to Metalark, who I'm sure wasn't in their plan to bring us in and then have us take a week off.
Okay.
But shouts to y'all for understanding.
Yeah, yeah. The support from Metalark has been incredible. And I just got a phone call a little bit earlier from somebody over there. And it, just thank you. Thank you for everybody for all the support. All right. We will be back next week.
That's right. Ooh, and we got some travel plans coming up, maybe. Possibly.
Yeah, we got some news, a lot going on. But we have, again, we have some very, very big news dropping later this week, patreon.com/soccercooligans. And we have a guest coming in next week. We'll mention it a little bit later, but don't worry. It'll
a lot of new things will be culminating on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. All right, everybody. Y'all the absolute best. We will see you next week. Peace.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.